and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of Thomas Alva Edison, born Milan, Ohio, 1847. He set up in 1876 the world's first industrial research laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey, where, among many other things, he invented the incandescent light bulb, the motion picture camera, and the phonograph. Thomas Edison, who said, "There is no substitute for hard work." It's the birthday of the physicist Leo Szilard, born in 1898 in Budapest, a student of Einstein's. Szilard helped to develop the electron microscope and set up the first nuclear chain reaction. He worked in the Manhattan Project during World War II and then came to oppose the atom bomb and the hydrogen bomb on moral grounds and wrote a book about it, The Voice of the Dolphins and Other Stories. It's the feast day of Cadmon, who died in the year 680 A.D., a cowherder and monk at Whitby Abbey in England, who wrote Cadmon's Hymn, one of the earliest poems written in the English language. It was written in Old English, and it begins, "Praise we the Lord of the heavenly kingdom, God's power and wisdom, the works of his hand," which, of course, is a translation. It was on this day in 1990 Nelson Mandela was freed from prison after he had served almost 27 years of a life sentence for fighting apartheid in his native South Africa. After he was released, he decided to publicly support reconciliation with the white minority in South Africa. And in 1993, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and in 1994, he was elected president of his country. It's the birthday of Lydia Maria Child, born in 1802 in Medford, Massachusetts. We know Lydia Child for her little poem that she wrote for children, which begins, "Over the river and through the wood, to grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow." In her own time, however, she was known for a novel, a historical novel, called Hobomok, A Tale of Early Times, in which a young Indian man marries and cares for a white woman named Mary Conant after the death of her white lover. The two of them, Hobomok and Mary, have a son, and she grows to love him, but when her white lover turns out not to have died, but returns after several years, Mary leaves Hobomok, the Indian, and takes the child with her and marries the white man. And Hobomok, his heart broken, murmurs his farewell and blessing and disappears from New England. It's the birthday of the novelist Joy Williams, born 1944 in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, author of State of Grace, The Quick and the Dead. The screenwriter Philip Dunn, born New York City, 1908, one of the organizers of the Writers Guild of America, and wrote many movies, including How Green Was My Valley and The Robe. And it's the birthday of Joseph L. Mankiewicz, born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 1909, who won an Oscar for All About Eve in 1950, in which he gave Betty Davis the line, "Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night." Here's a poem for today by Sid Corman, entitled Someone I Cared For. Someone I cared for put it to me, "Who do you think you are?" I went down the list of all the many possibilities carefully, did it twice, but couldn't find a plausible one. That was when I knew for the first time who, in fact, I wasn't. Someone I Cared For, a poem by Sid Corman from And the Word, published by Coffee House Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button, information@sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.